another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence. And it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
Hi.
How are you?
We're back.
Yeah.
I know you did it. You did a thing last week.
I did a thing.
Or last week.
Yeah, I did a thing. It was a special episode of me going through the Marvel official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition Omnibus and selecting a random character.
Uh-huh.
And that's something I've been wanting to try for a while. And I'm glad I got to do it. And we got some good feedback.
I feel like it was very well received.
Yeah.
Or perhaps better well received than the rest of our show. Maybe that's what our show should just be.
It was only like a couple people, but
we don't know. We should like do a Survey Monkey and send it out and see if people would rather hear you read from the omnibus.
I would, or you could email us at worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
Oh yeah, you could do that too.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty easy way for us.
Or you
to
could
check.
Tweet at Sean on Twitter.
Yes, please do. Please tweet at me at Angry Hero Sean, or you can tweet at Jen if you want.
You can tweet at me too.
Yeah, you can tweet at Jen for things.
Sure.
Yeah, you can tweet at her for SVU organized crime.
Oh, I wrote stuff. All my reviews.
Yeah, why don't you tell me about talk about your reviews?
I mean, I wrote them. That's it.
But that's something you haven't been, you haven't done reviews in a while.
I haven't. No, I couldn't help it because I don't have anybody to talk to about Law and Order Organized Crime and how Elliot Stabler and Olivia Benson need to fuck. So I had to, of course, take to the internet,
yeah,
as I do, to write about it. So I reviewed 7 episodes of the show in like a week and a half.
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
And then I'll do another one this weekend because it's the finale.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a full season?
No, it's only 8 episodes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Fine. Fuck you guys.
Yeah. Well, next season will be like 13, but this one's like limited series or whatever.
I thought they would give them like a good old 22.
Oh, Jesus. If it was 22, I would jump off a fucking building. I can't.
That's a lot going on there.
Ooh.
What would you see?
So Ministry with Helmet.
Okay.
And Frontline Assembly is coming to Denver in October.
Frontline Assembly?
Frontline Assembly. I've actually seen them
years ago. I've seen Ministry. I've met Al Jorgensen.
I've never seen Ministry. I don't know Helmet. And I've seen Frontline Assembly.
I'm surprised Helmet's still around. I mean, damn.
Maybe.
We're bringing back all the bands.
It's at the Ogden.
Okay. When is this again?
October.
You know, I saw Deftones are coming to the Pepsi Center.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah. So I'm thinking about
bands. I've never seen the Deftones.
I'm thinking about bands.
Thinking about bands.
And I'm not sure how I feel.
Yeah.
But, because, that's the thing. You know, we've been doing some, exploring out there.
We've been doing some stuff. We, it was your birthday.
Yes, last week was my birthday.
Last week was your birthday, and we decided to celebrate your birthday by actually like going down to Denver and staying in a hotel,
mm-hmm.
Which that was exciting, and having drinks and eating at a restaurant.
Yeah.
So that was a whole thing that we did.
Yeah, it's just weird being like out amongst humans again. Especially considering the risks that are still presented to us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, nobody was wearing a mask.
Nobody.
We were wearing masks.
I mean, I guess you're supposed to assume that all these people are vaccinated.
Yeah, I don't trust chuds, though, do you?
No, I don't trust anybody. I trust nothing.
No.
People
are chuds.
Yeah.
I don't trust them.
So I'm watching a lot of people out there. It's just, it's weird. Because yes. It's just knowing what we've been through for the past year and, we'll see, I guess that's what I was saying. We'll see how things are. I don't feel as threatened anymore, but I still feel anxious.
Yeah.
So I feel that is a quality, the right kind of reaction for this. At the same time, though, I'm out there wearing a mask still. I'll probably be wearing a mask for a long time.
2022, baby.
Yeah. you know, it's gonna, we're gonna be rocking that mask life, and I don't mind it. I don't feel less of a person.
No, I feel it's actually good because there are times when I do not want to put on the makeup, and I just throw the mask on my face, and I can like go to Target.
Yeah,
which I appreciate. But I don't appreciate when I have to wear makeup and the mask fucks it up. That makes me upset. But in fairness, I'm sparing the world a glance at this mug. Y'all should thank me for putting on the mask. Nobody cared who I was until I put on the mask. I was born into the mask life.
Yes. Yes, yes, you were. But, yeah, no, I mean, we're out there wearing masks, you know, and I'm just looking forward to getting back out there and checking things out, you know, and, you know, I'm not going to be going crazy still. I mean, we're still, you know, ordering food, you know, but, you know, we have been to restaurants, so I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, it's a different kind of world out there these days. But that being said, let's talk about some comic book stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The only stuff that I have off the top of my head, because I know there's been other stuff, but I don't really care to say it. Who cares to look it up? But there's going to be a Kraven the Hunter movie.
Oh, there is going to be a Kraven the Hunter movie.
Yeah, and I already
Do we know who Kraven is going to be?
Fuck, I forgot who it was. You could probably look it up.
I should look it up because I do know that this one girl who writes for the Mary Sue has been pushing for my boyfriend to be cast as Kraven the Hunter.
Oh, it's not him.
I can't imagine it would be. I feel he's like too old.
I think he's too old, and I don't think he's...
He's not buff enough.
Yeah, he's not buff enough. I mean,
I'm sure he could get buff. He's a Hollywood guy, right? They have buff people who make you buff.
But I don't see him as that type.
No, I don't either. I agree. Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Quicksilver.
That guy?
Yeah, kick-ass Quicksilver.
Oh, no, I'd rather see Pedro Pascal.
Yeah.
Sorry. That guy sucks.
Yeah. So that's what we're...
Boo! I don't like that at all.
Yeah. So there you go. But then also they did drop an Eternals teaser.
They did. I don't know anything about the Eternals.
You know, watching that trailer, I still don't know anything about the Eternals.
I don't either, but apparently they're just like hanging out here. Are they like... in Prometheus, where they're like
the engineers,
except they're like not falling apart like Lego men into our rivers.
That's right. I do enjoy that opening when the guy just kind of falls apart like a Lego guy.
He's like, now there's life on this planet, but I feel they're kind of more like it's. I feel like the Eternals again. I know nothing about them. I have done no research. Huge surprise for me on this podcast. But it's almost like when people talk about like how the Egyptians built the pyramids, where they're just like, it was aliens, man. You know what I mean? Like people couldn't possibly.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what the Eternals are, where it's just like the aliens who've come down
ancient
to be
aliens.
Like, yeah, it's literally that guy being like aliens, that fucking meme. You know what I'm talking about? Because it's like they come down and they're like, hey, are you starving? Here's a way you could grow a plant, and then people like evolve because they got information from the Eternals.
So they start to grow.
Yeah, so they start to co-op for some reason, and everybody on Twitter was just ripping this apart, and they were just like, "So the Eternals literally just didn't do anything through all of human history and all of our fucking conflicts. Didn't do shit when Thanos showed up, and now they're like, we gotta help."
Well, they spread themselves out. But they also
better?
Like hid amongst us.
So what?
And
they can still communicate with each other, I'm assuming.
I don't know. I guess it was some sort of, I felt it was some sort of, I don't know. I'll have to see the movie, but it feels like some sort of self-imposed exile because of some event that happened before, you know, right. Any of us were even a thought.
Right. But then they could still talk to each other. I mean, I assume it's like Highlander.
Possibly,
or
yeah.
Any movie story that has any sort of immortal god being, all those people know each other.
Right.
Because how could you not? You've been around for
you're all bros, man.
1,000 years. You know so and so. Even if you don't talk to him for 700 years, you know so and so.
Hercules and Poseidon, man.
Yeah, you know,
and the Eternals. So
it's fucking good omens. Like you know, they were hanging out together.
Yeah. So I guess the idea though is like so like you got guys like for instance,
Kumail,
who plays Kingo.
Okay.
Who's like a swordsman type or whatever. And he's like flashy, and he just kind of like hides amongst the populace as a Bollywood actor.
I saw him dancing. Yeah. The dance.
Yeah. We better see him being like buff and shit.
Well, he got like ripped for this.
I know.
Movie.
He got ripped as fuck.
So he has kinda, to have like, at least one shirtless scene, because if he did not, it is not worth it. I mean, it's like the
J.K. Simmons deal. You know?
At least Kumail got to be like, here's my ripped body. I'm going to put it on fucking Instagram. So everybody got to see him. J.K. Simmons, I mean, I don't follow J.K. Simmons on Instagram. No idea if he even has an Instagram.
Well, you could tell by his arms.
I know, but
stuff.
I mean, like, he didn't post that like shirtless, like ripped to shit pic like Kumail did.
Yeah, because I thought he was going to be John.
So did I. Which would have been awesome.
I was fucking ready and they fucking denied me.
I would have been thrilled if fucking John was J.K. Simmons and he was, you know, posing as Commissioner Gordon. Would have been great. Would have been down for it.
Give me John all the time.
It's all right. Instead, we got a pregnancy
test.
I think
we just call him John.
John Jones.
John Jones. We just don't call him Martian Manhunter.
No, his name's John.
You already know.
Yeah, you know. Instead, we got a weird ass pregnancy test next to a bed.
Yeah.
Not a bathroom where pregnancy tests belong.
Bleh.
Yep.
Yeah. So that came out, though. And I mean, it doesn't, you know, we'll get to see more of it. Sure. You know, and see how it ties into everything. So, you know, we look forward to that.
We have not seen Cruella yet, which I'm sure is a shit movie.
Did you catch that?
I don't care.
Did you catch that on We Have Movies? It's over like, it's like 2 hours and some minutes or something.
Why is every movie that long now?
I don't know. I can just imagine the Eternals is going to be a fucking slog.
Yeah. You know, I realize Cruella is going to be trash. Again. I am... here
I do enjoy seeing what's her face having the
culture,
the future on her painted on her
face. I'm so here for it. What am I here for? Amazing clothes and serious camp factor. You have given me everything I ever wanted, so I'm here. I am excited.
Yes.
Don't care if the story sucks. I am here for the pretty clothes.
Do we need a story?
No. Honestly, you could be a fucking 2.5 hour music video. It'd be Rihanna's fashion show. And I'd be like, yes, she totally did that. And that was like 90 minutes long.
Hey, here's Cruella. It's just a block of Rihanna videos.
It's just Rihanna's fucking fashion show. And it's just everybody in Savage Fenty lingerie, which was great, by the way. It was very enjoyable.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, I mean, we'll check that out. And I'm trying to think. There was something else. Maybe I've been watching. I don't know. I've actually been doing more of my
figs.
I've been painting and sculpting action figures. So I do post those on Instagram. So I've been having a good time with that. Uh-huh. And I do have I did put a new video up of me opening up some action figures, Kevin Nash deal. So you guys can check that out. And yeah, that's what we got going on. So I guess if there's anything else.
No.
The mic is in your eye. What do you, man thing? Do you just speak out of your eyes?
Is that what man thing does?
I don't know, but he's got like a weird, like, he smells through his head, or it's just something weird. He's got weird, he's weird.
Gross.
As we've found out.
Gross.
So yeah, but let's take a quick break and we'll come back with our book for this week.
Why are we doing this again, Molly?
It's simple, Mercy. Your adventures as a trekker haven't stopped, and neither has Ron Randall.
Who's Ron Randall?
He's the writer and artist behind the comic books that star you, me, and Scuff.
Oh, him. So what does he want? An autograph?
No. He wants people to help fund his Kickstarter. They can go to trekkerkickstarter.com and find out how to back the project and what rewards they can get. They might even get to share an adventure with you.
What? I'm not taking some wet-behind-the-ears wannabes out to get themselves shot up. Where did he get an idea like that?
Well, he's done it successfully before.
Typical.
Ron Randall's Trekker has a new Kickstarter beginning this summer. Remember to go to trekkerkickstarter.com for all the information on backer rewards, stretch goals, and how you can help bring the next Mercy St. Clair adventure into reality.
Yep! All right, we're back here in our worst collection ever with our book for this week. It is Superman, Volume 1. Sure, let's just call it Volume 1.
Yep.
It's Superman, for Christ's sake. Superman number 282 from December 1974.
Oh, I did think of something I wanted to say, but I totally forgot.
Oh, go ahead.
happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
As it's June, happy Pride to all. Just wanted to throw that out there. Because, yeah. June, yeah. Pride Month.
Get out there and celebrate.
Yep. All right. Anyway.
Right on. So Superman number 282 from December 1974. I was in the mood for some Superman. I for some reason have, I think it's in another box because all my boxes are like mixed up.
Yeah.
And like stuff's on top of another box. And I don't want to move that box.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to get this particular issue of Superman, or I guess it's Action Comics, where it looks like Lex Luthor is punching a boy Superman in the back of the head. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
I
remember this cover when you pulled it out, because I know I bought this.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, all of them. Like, we have so many of these.
Oh, yes. Well, they're all ridiculous.
They're all, like, I mean, we could literally just do a run of these, and it's all gold. This is, like, I feel like our wheelhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
we just have so much fun talking about this stuff, talking about Superman being a dip. But yeah, so I was in the mood for it, and I couldn't get that one particular one, but I did get this one.
Nice.
And so on the cover here, we got Superman. He's on top of a ship, rocket. I mean,
plane.
Well, so here's the thing: it's a plane, but he looks. I don't know if it's just obviously it's just perspective or whatever.
Yeah.
It looks like a fighter jet or something, but he looks. If that's the case, he's gigantic.
I assume Superman is a large person.
Right, but not that big. He seems to just perspective kind of makes it, I mean, in relation to the plane, makes it seem like he's bigger.
He's not like Andre the Giant size.
Oh, man, can you imagine?
I mean, we don't know. Kryptonians could be humongous.
I kind of hope that was the real deal. Like if they did the Superman where it's just Andre the Giant size. Like, oh, I'm Superman.
That'd be really funny. But then he couldn't blend in because everybody would be like, dude, do you ball? Play basketball?
Dude, you wrestle?
Dude, you wrestle?
Dude, do you drink many beers in one sitting and not get drunk? Actually, Superman could do that too.
Yeah, which would suck. I would be so bummed out to be Superman because alcohol doesn't affect you. And I assume if you're Superman, you're going to want to get drunk every once in a while. You're going to need to.
He's got some stress, man.
Right? You're going to need to drink that stress away. And what do? You drink Bud Light for taste. Or Coors Light, or whatever the fuck he was drinking that stupid
How
movie.
Dare they? Couldn't you just give him like a craft beer so we could right? kind of, so we could show he could have some sort of, we could have some nope. sort of respect for him?
He fucking drinks Bud Light for the taste.
Because we know exactly, that's not a thing where he's drinking it because he thinks he can get drunk, you know? Not many people know that. That Superman can't get drunk. So, anyways.
Poor Superman.
Superman's on this plane and he is throwing a dude.
Yep.
And it's the guy is yelling, saying, Superman's gone mad. Instead of arresting me, he's killing me.
Neat.
He's just yelling that as he's being flung. He's like, I don't know the bat. Superman's gone mad.
I think if Superman flung me off a plane, I don't think I would take the time to yet, like, be surprised.
Like, fuck.
Yeah, I wouldn't be like, oh no, Superman's not saving me. He's killing me. And then I splat onto the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I think I would just scream.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's kind of the...
I mean, don't you black out? Isn't that the whole thing? Like, from a height like that?
I would think so, yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
So, the one thing, though, that when I first saw this cover, I didn't... So, all these lines that are drawn...
It looks like a net.
It looks like a net, or like he's Spider-Man.
Yes. It looks like he's, like, trying to catch the guy in a net, or he is doing a Spider-Man thing, because that's what I thought too.
Yeah,
like from first glance, and then you look and it's just like, oh no, it's supposed to be like
just velocity.
Yeah, him falling through the air, but it doesn't look right. It looks like he's trying to catch him in a butterfly net.
Yeah, well, he's not. He's trying to kill him.
Yep.
So we start off though.
It's like, fuck that guy.
This story is called. Normally we don't tell you what the story is called, but. The story is called Lex Luthor Super Scalp Hunter.
And I forgot that was the name of this story.
Yeah, this is there is a great panel.
Oh, later. There is a great panel. It's the best panel.
So
and that makes me we didn't read this one before.
I'm pretty positive because I would remember.
Okay, good. Because I definitely do remember because it's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain.
But I know I bought this, and I know I had my huge to-read pile, so I know I've read it before.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So Lex Luthor he's got this ray, like this gigantic ray, and he's shooting Superman, who shouldn't be this oblivious to a gigantic gun that's being shot at him.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of these old, like, Bronze Age-y comics where the entire plot is Superman's kind of dumb when he needs to be dumb.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So this plot contrivance actually works. And this is one of them, because he's just like, doo doo doo, and he's like getting shot at by like a huge ass ray, and he doesn't seem to notice.
He gets shot at by a ray, and Lex Luthor's like, all right.
Yeah, got him with a ray.
Yeah, he was walking away, and
That's the end of that part.
That's the end of that chapter.
You're like, oh, wait, is he fighting? No. So apparently, whatever this ray did, it made him like 10 years younger.
Yeah, that's the thing. People keep commenting on it, but that's basically what's happened, is that Superman became younger, and because he's younger, he's more prone to be irrational.
Yes, and he also, for some reason, has no memory of the last 10 years. He's just immediately mentally back to where he was 10 years ago. So right. he's right now in the comics, he's a news anchor.
In the comics,
he's a news anchor on TV, but because his whole tenure history has been erased, he's demanding Perry White give him a job because he's just out of college. And Perry White, instead of being like, son, are you okay? He's just like, you better get me a Superman interview, Clark.
Well, he's like, he goes, you know what? You know, he's on TV now. Maybe he got a little bit crazy, so I'll play along with it.
I know. I'm like, dude, you should be asking him if he's doing okay.
Superman is improving everywhere.
Yeah, and apparently Perry White, all he can do is yes and.
So him and Perry White and Superman take off their pants and go sit on a subway. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy this Mr. Perry White just doing a yes and. Mm-hmm. I kind of dig that. And then we run into Steve. Oh, I always forget this guy's name.
Steve Lombardi.
Steve Lombard.
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 Yeah, he's like the guy who fucks with him.
Yeah, he's like Superman's like
work nemesis.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because he shows up and some girl's like, ooh, you know, he's hanging out with Superman or hanging out with Steve Lombard. And she's like, hey, is that Clark Kent? Oh, he looks so young, you know, and Clark Kent's, you know, Clark's talking to them. He's like, I don't know who the fuck you are.
Right. I don't know either one of you.
And he, while that's happening, Superman, or Clark doesn't realize, because for reasons that, Steve is attaching his suit
to like a nail or
something. And then Clark goes to walk away and it rips. To which I'd be pretty pissed.
I'd be pretty pissed too, yeah.
You know, because suits aren't cheap.
No, not good ones.
No.
Yeah. And then Steve's like, oh, every time I pick on Clark, something really terrible happens to me. So I have, like, he's on edge for the rest of the book. And I'm like, maybe you should stop doing the thing then. Like, if you're so worried about this retaliation.
He gets off on it, which is...
Oh, he totally gets off on it. He's like, oh, and we'll see why later.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right.
We'll talk about it later.
So, but Superman is, he's walking away. And Superman's like, oh, yeah, man, I heard this Steve fellow doing this to me. I bet he ties cans to puppy tails, too.
Is that a thing?
I don't know, but it's
terrible.
That's awful, and it's awful that Clark even thinks it.
I mean, he's from a small town.
But yeah, but then this is when
maybe it's like turtle racing.
Oh yeah, maybe
at like bro bars, which I also feel very bad for those turtles.
Yeah, but there was
was some fucking off of
Lincoln in Santa Monica.
Yes, we
passed by it.
It's some shitty ass Irish bro bar where they have like turtle races. And I just feel so bad for those turtles.
Yeah. So
someone should liberate them.
Free the turtles.
Yeah, just saying.
Pour mutagen on them. Make them ninjas.
Teach them ninjutsu.
Actually, it'd be great if the bar was just like a ninja.
Oh, shit. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they should not liberate those turtles. Maybe there's some like nice rat back there teaching them karate.
Well, maybe it's the other way where it's like it's the bar is actually the Shredder's lair. You know, it's kind of like how in the movie when they had like all
it's
the
where fucking, the Foot Clan hangs
the
out.
The Foot Clan when they had the skateboarding and the video games.
That's right. I forgot about that.
You know, and that's what's going on in there. And they're just making turtle ninjas.
Yeah.
I believe this to be true.
Yeah. They got to. Yeah. I like it.
So, yeah, this is where Steve is like, he's like, hey, you know, I know I just fucked with Clark, but hey, you know, you mind pressing the button to the elevator? And the girl's like, oh, what, are you afraid of getting fucking electrocuted?
He's like, yeah, because every time I fuck with Clark, I get in trouble. And I'm like, stop fucking with Clark then, you moron.
Yep.
He's a sportscaster. He doesn't know.
I do. Well, there's this one scene later where he goes, the next scene where he goes in, or panel, and he goes to, like, look under his desk. I thought he was, like, hiding under his desk for a second.
I thought that's what he was doing, too. I thought he was, like, earthquake protocol and just, like, hanging out under a desk.
He's like, oh, I guess I better hide under my desk for the rest of the day. So, this is where Luther starts his plan, and he shoots, he has this decoy plane that starts flying off, and he tells his goons, he's like, hey, just a heads up, I'll pay you triple time for the time you're in prison, just because I'm a nice guy.
Dude, that's a fucking deal.
I mean, yeah, but then you still have to go to prison, though.
Yeah, but if you're only in for like 18 months and you're getting triple pay.
Yeah, maybe it doesn't pay good.
I feel like if you're looking for goons, you have to pay top dollar for decent goons.
Yeah, Lex
can't
do it.
You can't, you know, be cheap when you're hiring goons. Because then they will very easily flip on you. You have to give them money in order to win their loyalty.
Right.
I mean, just like crime 101.
Yeah. No, you need to make sure that your goons are well paid, well fed.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
good.
Provided with the best and the latest killing machines.
Yes, yes. You know, best weapons.
Make sure they got the best toys. If that guy wants a flamethrower, you buy him a flamethrower.
That's right.
Yeah.
So they're flying this plane, and they go above like this big jetliner, and that's not a word. Jet airliner.
Airline. Light.
Airliner.
Plane.
Big plane. And they eject off of it.
This was so confusing to me.
What, that they phased through this plane?
Yes. I was like, how? He's like, oh, it's working. Like, one of the goons is like, I'm phasing through the fuselage, just like Lex said I would. And I was like,
why?
Is it your suit, or like, are you just going to keep going and just go through the fucking floor?
Yeah, because what's
like
stopping
how,
you?
How are you only going through the top? Like, how are you intangible just for these like couple seconds, and then you're fine?
And what's the end game here? Is just for them just to take over a plane? I mean, if you had the power of being intangible,
that's fucking
why don't you
sweet.
Like do other things?
Walk into a bank vault.
Just walk in.
You are in, literally, you can like phase through things. It's like the best power.
Yeah, just borrow the suit and walk around and just go through walls and steal safes.
Yeah.
Saves.
But this is where Superman shows up, and he, instead of like, you know, saving the guy who's like halfway phasing through the fuselage, can't say that word. He just like picks him up and like hurls him off the side of the plane.
Much like the cover of the book.
And then he goes into the plane and he like grabs the other dude because there were two goons.
Uh-huh.
And he's like kind of rough with him.
Yeah.
And Lex, who apparently has cameras all over the place, is like, this is exactly what I was hoping for, because now that he's younger, he's more impulsive and he's more reckless, as where I am more mature and therefore will be better suited to beat him.
Yeah. And he's kind of right.
Yeah.
He's kind of right.
Yeah.
I do enjoy this this goon in the plane just being like, hey, y'all heard of my boss. All right. Anyways, I don't know what else I'm doing here, but I'm just waiting for Superman to come. Oh, there he is.
Basically, Lex Luthor, this issue is like, have you ever seen Fried Green Tomatoes?
A long time ago.
Okay. There's one scene, me too, eons ago, but this scene is always stuck in my head. Kathy Bates is it a car, convertible, and she gets mad at some young girl. I don't remember why. she backs into this girl's car, and this girl's just like, hey, what the fuck? And she just looks at her and goes, yeah, I'm older and I have more insurance.
Oh,
like to justify why she did it. I'm like, I feel like that's Lex in this moment where he's like, now I am older. I have more wisdom. Now I win.
Time for me to channel my inner Kathy Bates.
This is
Bates.
How I win. That's exactly it. Yes, he's channeling his inner Kathy Bates. He's going to tie Superman to a bed and
break his ankles with a sledgehammer.
Ankles with the sledgehammer.
And then he's I'm trying to think of other bad Kathy Bates movies.
And then he's gonna be
Dolores Claiborne.
I was gonna say, he's gonna show. Oh,
is he gonna show his breasts in a hot tub?
No. Well, I mean, he could if he wanted, but I was gonna say she's in American Horror Story: Coven.
Okay.
And she plays like a crazy slave owner who's like torturing people, but then like she can't die because she took a voodoo potion, and so she gets buried underneath a New Orleans street for like 300 years.
Nice.
Yeah. So he could do that too.
Oh, okay, great. Should have did that. He almost kind of gets buried underneath the earth here.
Yeah.
Later. So maybe he is channeling his inner Kathy Bates here.
I think
here.
He is.
Okay, here's the thing. So Superman comes into this plane, grabs the other dude, and then also manages to go back and grab the other guy that he flung off the plane.
No way.
No.
I realize Superman is super fast. I don't think he could have pulled that off.
Not with the fact that there's actual banter going on.
Yeah,
on
that's
plane.
The thing. They're talking. I'm like, he could have saved that other guy first and then gone into the plane, and I would have believed you. But the fact that he has like a bunch of talk between this, and then Lex has lines and da-da-da-da before he ends up saving this other guy.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, okay.
Yeah, it don't make sense.
No.
So
then Lex is like, time to put on my suit.
And you get a montage.
You do. It's the I'm Too Sexy montage. Because he's like, I am now going to wear my green pants with the purple. You know, this classic Lex Luthor look.
I'm off to steal cakes.
He is off to steal 30 cakes.
30 cakes.
Or 40 cakes, or however many. And so he's like, okay, I'm off. And my goal is now to scalp Superman.
Right. He walks out of this, his whatever, and he just goes, an excellent idea.
His dressing room.
His dressing.
Let's be honest, it's a dressing room.
He goes, they're like, you know, his goons are like, hey, boss, you deserve to have a crown on your head. And he's like, excellent idea. And that's why I now depart to get my own personal crown. Superman's scalp! I do enjoy. And then we get like this picture of his goons being like, yeah, you know, he would look great with that hair.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, it's Superman's fault that Lex Luthor doesn't have any hair. And I'm like, can't Lex just be a bald guy?
Well, it's golden. You know, we're still in the...
I realize we're Bronze Age, whatever. It doesn't actually matter. Like, Bruce Willis is a bald guy. The Rock is a bald guy. Vin Diesel is a bald guy.
Yeah.
Idris Elba's a bald guy.
I'm a bald guy.
I mean, you have a little fuzz. But you could be a bald guy if you shave it all off.
I could be a bald guy at any minute.
Yeah. And it's fine, and it's totally okay. But for some reason, like, Lex is basically doing the fucking episode of The Simpsons where Homer gets Spike's hair.
Yeah. Or is it
Snake's hair.
Snake's hair. Yeah, basically. But what if you get his scalp and, like, you all of a sudden, like, you start becoming a dick like Superman? That could be a thing.
He's going to become a robo-racist.
Oh, he's just gonna start punching his robots. He's like, I can't help it. Ah!
I hate robots now. Punch, punch, punch.
I hate robots. And I also, I hate robots more. I was trying to think of something else he hates.
Superman?
Yeah.
And robots.
Yes.
Yes. Scalp.
I do enjoy Superman throwing these guys into the police office.
Yeah.
Just walking in and be like, I'll be back.
Yeah.
And bye. then he has like a fucking LSD freak out because then like Lex Luger appears in the sky.
You just said Lex Luger.
Sure.
The wrestler.
Might as well be Lex Luger.
Lex Luger appears in the sky.
Lex Luger appears in the sky and he goes and you go and he puts Hulk puts Superman in a torture rack. He has an LSD freak out and he sees Lex Luthor in the sky and Lex Luthor's like, meet me at this place so we can have a fight. And Superman's like, go suck a lemon.
Yeah.
Why don't you eat shit? I'll be there right now.
Suck my dick, dude.
Yes, S-Y-D.
Yep.
And he gets stymied by this barrier. And Lex is like, yeah, you know, I knew you were going to be brash and impulsive. So, you know, since I'm older. Give me your hair. Give me your hair. But first, let me shoot you with a gravity ray so you fall down to the earth and you just keep going.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, that's right. He like makes him really heavy for some reason during this fight. And so he plummets him into the earth and just Superman just like starts just plummeting through the whole thing, like towards the core. And Lex is like on top of him.
Yes.
And then Lex like gives him pills.
Well, no, just before he says one of my favorite lines, he goes, I'm about to scalp you with my laser knife glove.
Laser knife glove.
Laser knife glove.
You know what? I don't even think that would work on Superman.
I don't think it's practical for anything. I'm just trying to think of like
a laser knife glove.
You know, actual laser knife glove. Like, you know, you have the glove and then you go, and then there's a knife. And then the laser comes out of the knife.
I was thinking more of like a pen knife. Like, so it's like from the tip of your finger, you got a little laser. You have a little bit more control.
But there should be knife laser.
Knife laser glove.
Because laser knife glove makes it sound like we're going.
Like a power glove, like Nintendo power glove. Yeah.
Maybe it is laser knife because.
I think you could still have a laser knife glove. You just put it on and just instead of like, you know, clenching a fist and creating a laser, maybe you just get it out of one finger.
Right. No, I think that's kind of what he does. Well, no, he doesn't do that. It comes out of his wrist. But
oh, well, that's a shitty place for it.
Right. But I was thinking if you're going to call it something, it should be knife laser because I assume it describes the type of laser you're using.
Perhaps.
So knife, laser,
glove,
laser
knife.
You got these people nearby just being like, I like the one guy who's winning. One man standing on the other dude, threatening him to hit him with a laser knife. doesn't sound right.
Yeah, no, it's a bad thing.
And but Lex comes to understand that he's trapped.
Yes.
He's trapped because Superman
he's
falling with Superman. Superman keeps going. And this is where Lex is like, well, I can't reverse the process. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Because I'm Lex Luthor and I should probably have more foresight into this, but I don't.
Right.
And he's like, all right, well, the only way I can reverse this is by giving you basically the antidote.
To the laser.
You know, he has like this.
To the age laser.
Yeah, to the age laser.
Yeah. A lot of lasers in this book do different things.
And he's dropping pills in Superman's
mouth. Yeah, he does. He like throws Superman and he's also like, because Superman's like, give me the pills. He's like, yes, sir.
Yeah, because like now Lex is getting all like scared and freaked out.
And then my favorite part is, so Superman like.
Gets old
and he's like Superman again. And he's like, okay, I can't reverse us going down, but I'm just gonna like turn us here, Lex, wrap yourself in my cape like it's a fucking body bag and we're gonna go for a lava swim.
His cape,
how is it possible?
I don't know, his cape isn't that big.
It's not that big, but like if you just throw it around yourself like a blanket, like there's gonna be parts of you that it's not fully covering.
Uh-huh.
Shouldn't Lex's foot like be completely singed off by lava?
Or his fingers or something?
Molten lava.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because they literally go down to the core of the earth. And Superman has Lex Luthor wrapped in swaddling.
In his cape.
His swaddled cape.
Yes. He's a Lex burrito.
And he.
Instead of a baby burrito.
Yes, he's a. Or caprito.
Yep. You got to wrap him like a burrito.
Yeah, and he decides that it's like, well, I'm going to use the lava flow and
shoot us at an underwater volcano.
Underwater volcano, because, you know, now I'm just launching volcanoes out of this fucking shit and probably starting earthquakes.
I'm assuming, like, right now on this planet, there must be an underwater volcano, like, erupting.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
It could be very deep.
That's what I mean. I think that's what he comes out of. It's like one of those deep ass fucking volcanoes.
Oh yeah, it has to be.
Yeah. Like the Mariana Trench or whatever.
Yeah. Man, I'm freaked out by the ocean.
Oh, Oh yeah, no, that as soon as we start talking about those trenches, I'm like, uh-uh. Like, I'm fine. Like 20 feet out, that's probably about good for me.
Uh-huh.
But as soon as we start talking about, like, because there's some, it's like the off the coast of some state. And it's like, oh, it's just the shelf of the continent where it's like you go out a couple miles and instead of it just being, you know, tens of feet deep, it just fucking drops.
Yeah.
And then it's hundreds, like immediately, and nothing terrifies me more.
Yeah, that freaks me out.
As soon as we start talking about those fucking trenches with those weird fish with the thingies, nope. You can keep that shit.
Never go in the ocean, guys.
No.
Never.
Where there's so much pressure, it could like crush a can.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
no, thank you.
No, thanks.
No.
So Superman erupts with Lex out of the whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he just flings him out of his cape. He's like,
and the fact that Lex isn't dead, because I'm like, he was literally just swimming in lava. He can't breathe. And now you just took him out the bottom of a trench somewhere, hundreds of feet deep.
Yeah, the pressure probably would kill him.
Right. And then you expect to hold his breath all the way to the surface. Lex should be dead.
Well, we're supposed to assume it's really fast that this is all happening.
It's either really fast or there's like an air bubble in Superman's cape.
That's bullshit.
It's like a fart bubble.
Hang on, let me fart in my cape.
I'm going to Dutch oven you, Lex.
Lex Luthor is saved by Dutch oven.
And then he lives.
He lives. He flings him in the ocean and he's like, all right, well, let me take you to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just wrap up with the epilogue where this is where Clark...
finally gets even with Steve.
Gets even with Steve, and you know, Steve's just like, all right, well, I'm about to get fucked over at some point, but I don't know when.
Mm-hmm.
And his pants get caught on some wall or whatever.
And they unravel.
And they unravel because he's like, you know, walking, and he's like, well, it's like, oh, my pants are caught. Ah, it doesn't matter. Nobody sees my pants on the air. And
now he's not wearing any pants. And all you can see is his boxers, which for some reason say Champion Swinger on them.
It has his name on one leg and it says Champion Swinger on the other.
I didn't know that was something you could like get a championship
in. He won. Yeah, he won.
How does one win swinging?
He swings with the most. You see, he does the most swinging.
Is that the thing? Is it like a fucking NBA bracket? Like,
yeah, you know, people bet on it, on the swinging. You know,
we're actually the right age to start swinging.
Are we?
Yeah, with like all the other olds. I think like once you get old, you're supposed to start swinging.
Oh, okay.
I think that's how it works. Maybe that's what happened to him. He got old and then he got the boxers. Oh, shit. Maybe they come to you in the mail like the AARP card. And that's how you know you have to become a swinger. Like, oh, here it comes. I'm old enough to start swinging.
I'll have to grow up my mustache again.
Oh, you'd 100% have to.
Yep.
Yep. Well, we'll just wait for those boxers to come in the mail. Our fate will be sealed.
I'll be waiting by the mailbox. You got my boxers yet?
Where are my swinging boxers?
Where's my swinging boxers? I'm old. So, sir, this is not...
Sir, this is an Arby's.
Sir, this is an Arby's. Your mailbox is not here.
Did you want to order the roast beef sandwich? No.
Yeah. So, but Steve is actually very happy that his pants have been ruined because, you know, he's glad that it happened.
Yeah, because he's been waiting for whatever retaliation, and now the retaliation has happened.
That's right.
And he's happy about it.
So that's how that story ends. We have a small backup story, which I guess we'll power through real quick, where Superman is on... I don't know, some reason on some sort of moon.
Right, he's talking to Supergirl. I will be honest, I did not really read this. I kind of skimmed through it. What I have gathered is they were talking about some guy who's like stuck on a planet and he becomes the old hormone monster from Big Mouth. If you've ever seen that, that's what that guy looks like.
I've never
like.
Seen Big Mouth.
But that's what that guy looks like, just as an FYI.
Yeah, basically Superman's talking to Kara and he's like, and she's like, I don't know about being Supergirl and Linda Danvers or whatever the fuck my name is. And he's like, yeah, well, you know, if you don't do that, you might be lonely.
Like this guy.
Let me tell you the story about this guy.
About the lonely guy.
Who apparently on Krypton.
Krypton.
Krypton, there were these animals in the jungle that smelled really bad, but they had horns that allowed you to be healed by any they would heal any disease.
Uh-huh.
So these horns were magic. And this guy, his name is Namek or something.
Sure.
He's like, you know, it'd be great if they got some of these horns, because then I can like become immortal.
Yeah.
I could, as he says, I shall find the cure for the ultimate disease, death. So he kills these two of these monsters and grabs their horns, makes his serum or whatever, and the anti-crime patrol shows up. And they're like, yo, you're under arrest. And he's like, why? I didn't murder anybody. And they're like, yeah, you did, because since you killed two of those monsters, a bunch of people died. Because they didn't have the monsters to be near them. And, that's just how it is. So now you have to come with me. And he throws his headband at him, which apparently was a bomb.
Yeah. I mean, I will often say my accessories are quite often exploding devices.
I think you should put firecrackers in your hair ties.
Yeah, I could do that.
Start slinging them at people.
Yeah, why not? I've got nothing else to do.
Why are you throwing firecrackers at me?
I'm just going to have to, like, you know those little snapper things they sell on 4th of July? The little
snaps.
I'm just going to, like, make a hair tie out of it, and then I'm going to throw it at somebody.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I do, too. I see no issues with this whatsoever.
I see a lot of mischief coming out of it. Look at that mischievous woman.
Look at that middle-aged mischievous woman waiting for her swingers card.
Waiting for her husband to get the swingers boxers,
so they could start their swinging adventures.
So he gets away though, and he goes to some planet where, or some part of the Krypton or whatever that allows him to just be alone. And he works on this serum, and he takes it, and it turns out that it turns him into this
hormone monster,
or basically a human version of these monsters.
Yeah, he even looks like he's like looking at him in like a reflection. He's like, I'm a human.
Human Rondor.
Rondor, that's what they're called.
And he goes, I've exposed myself to every disease on Krypton and nothing's happened.
I'm not dead.
I'm invulnerable to everything.
Oh, God.
But I'm also hideous.
So it turns into the like Twilight Zone thing where that guy can't die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has to seek out human contacts, to become more famous and notable.
Sure.
For his work. And he goes back to Krypton or to wherever.
Oh, and then he's like, oh, wait, Krypton's gone.
Well, no, this is where he goes back.
I thought he went back and he said, wait, where's Krypton?
Well, I think he goes on the planet he's on. And I think he finds people.
Okay.
Or wait, we're actually, no, he does go to Krypton.
Yeah, he does.
I don't know if he imagines this or not.
No, when he goes back, he realizes the Krypton is gone. And now he's like, I'm like the loneliest man.
But what's this part here where we're showing him like going back and like people are throwing rocks at him because he smells?
Oh, I don't remember that.
I don't quite understand. Because then he gets like exiled back out of Krypton. I'm assuming that's what happens.
Sure.
And then
the planet explodes. Now he's sad.
And then he tries to blast his horn off, and that doesn't work. So he returns back to... Oh, this is what happens. He's actually on Krypton when it explodes.
Oh, gotcha. And he can't die.
Yeah, and he goes back. So he goes back
so,
to...
So those other smelly things shouldn't die either.
No, that's true.
But none of them are floating in the, void of space.
Yeah, I don't know.
Only him.
Yeah, because he goes back and the monsters fear him and whatever. And then Krypton explodes.
Right.
And he's just floating amongst the rubble. And then Superman's like, yeah. And then he just,
That's what happened to that guy. How does Superman know that story?
Well, that's what Supergirl asks him. She goes, how do you know this story? And he's like, well, that's a story for another time. And it'd be like...
No, dude, you need to explain how you, the guy who was literally, put in a spaceship and sent somewhere else, knows about this dude and his, experience on Krypton when it exploded.
Yes.
How do you know that?
So, yeah, it's it's ridiculous. And it Superman, is very silly. I do enjoy him. I do enjoy him being like, yeah. So once this guy was in the decided, you know, under, or realized he was alone, he started to cry, and like now he's just floating through space crying, but he's alive.
That's a bummer.
That
is a bummer.
And he tells Supergirl this, and Supergirl's like, you know what? I think I'm gonna keep my super identity. I'm gonna go and like do shit.
How does that inspire her to do anything? Like,
I don't know, because she would probably want to give her cousin. I was gonna say
she's just fucking like placating him. She's like, yeah, that totally helps me now.
Oh my god,
doesn't want to hear any more of his weird dark story about some dude just floating in space until he.
So there's like this crying dude in space, and like he's got a horn on his head, and he can't die. And I know this because somebody from Krypton told me, but now, you know, but I know Krypton's not there anymore. And but I know,
and nobody's there to tell me the story. Yeah.
And she's like, "Oh, great. Okay, you know what? I feel better now. I'm gonna go and take care of my shit. Fuck you, Clark."
Yeah, and she's like, "I'm gonna go talk to somebody who doesn't have really fucking weird ass stories that have nothing to do with my dilemma. I'm gonna go get a real therapist."
Yeah, right.
Not talk to Clark and his nonsense.
Yeah. So, but anyways, that's it for Superman number 282 from December 1974. Mm-hmm. And I think
we all know.
We all know we're going to read the next issue.
Of course, we love these weird ass bronze agey stories.
Yes, they're the best.
I do love them. They're so weird. I would really like to see more stories involving Lex Luthor and his quest for hair.
that should have been the fourth Superman movie.
The quest for hair. Yeah.
You know, and he just shaves Christopher Reeve bald and puts it on his head or something. I don't know.
I don't know if Christopher Reeve would have gone for that.
No, he probably would have been like, fuck this shit.
No, my hair is too beautiful.
I am Superman. So... yeah, no, I think we're in good shape here.
Yeah,
but that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean,
and I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find the show on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And please rate, review, and follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, subscribe on Stitcher. You know, you could find us on TuneIn, Overcast, Spotify.
Yeah.
Find us on Spotify. Find us mostly at all of your podcast apps. If there's a podcast app that we're not on, please let us know, and we'll make sure that works for you. And also, please check out my YouTube channel, Angry Hero 79. I do stuff on there, and maybe I'll put up a video version of me reading through that book that I posted on the feed last week. So, because there is a video version, but I just have to edit it. But it does exist. Anyways, thanks for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.